Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 554. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Early Riser from Brooklyn, New York. The song is called The Narrator. It's on the new album Vocations, which just came out March 26th on AF Records. The album is really good, and the lyrics are even better. That song there, a lot about our narrators, who tell the stories that we hear and we internalize. And as somebody who grew up with a lot of pop punk, I can say that I heard a lot of songs about evil girls doing bad things to nice guys, and who knows how we've all internalized that one. Sorry about that. I've got music for you this week. You're here to hear it, so let's do that. This is Joe Strummer with Coma Girl.
I was calling through a festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rocking gang. Then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang, and the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wander. Oh, coma girl on the excitement gang. Mona Lisa psycho can call a girl, call a girl. The coma girl was beating with the aisle drum gang. Some fast food fanatic was burning down a burger van. Somebody was wailing off their head. Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. And the rain came in from the white blue yonder. I thought you and me might wander. Oh, come girl, and the excitement gang. On a motorcycle gang. Coma girl, coma girl. On a motorcycle gang. As the 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Row, so my love band at the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas. Let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. And the old drums were beating out. Doolang, doolang. Coma girl on the excitement gang. On a motorcycle gang. Coma girl, lang, lang. Coma girl, lang, lang. Mona baby, Mona baby, lang, lang. Mona baby, Mona baby. Thank you.
let the dragon beat him down. But one thing will never be seen. Pulverized rock, bigger than industry. St. Marie of the Cannon. St. Marie of the Cannon. St. Marie of the Cannon. We're flying with the big stakes, slay the dragon.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Corner Shop there with the song St. Marie Under Cannon. That's on the album England is a Garden, which the band put out themselves on their own Ample Play Records back in March of last year, 2020. That Leicester band is known, at least in the U.S., only for A Brimful of Asha, but they've been an ongoing concern, and that track there is fantastic, and the rest of the album is too. It's a very glam album, actually, a lot of T-Rex happening in there, so give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something in there you enjoy. Before that, we heard from Joe Strummer with the song Coma Girl, originally released on the 2003 album Streetcore, right after his death, but collected on this new compilation called Assembly, which just came out March 26th of this year on Dark Horse Records. Yep, the George Harrison label resurrected and now run by his son, Donnie. The compilation is good. I mean, it all depends on how you feel about post-Clash Joe Strummer. For me, some of the earlier stuff was a bit too, I don't know, unfocused. But by the time we got to the end, it was really starting to fire there, and that track there shows exactly how good he could be. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Normally you come around for music, so let's do that. This is The Veras with Paper Cup Telephones.
Paper cup telephone.
Two great tastes there. I'm not sure if they tasted great together. You can let me know there. We just heard from Chess Club from Lawrence, Kansas with the song Turnaround Town. That's on the band's new album, You're Lucky I Like You, which just came out a couple weeks ago, March 23rd on Black Sight Records. A definite third wave emo album. Though, I don't know, I hear there's a fourth wave now and I'm just not smart enough to understand the differences there, but lots of finger taps, lots of good stuff there. They are excellent band to see live as well. And then before that, we heard from the Veras from Parts Unknown in the UK. The song I played was Paper Cup Telephones, and that is the A-side of the 7-inch of the same name. Came out December 5th of last year, 2020, on Spin Out Nuggets. Excellent song there. The B-side's good, and they've got an EP that's just as good as well. Kind of quintessentially British power pop there with kind of, you know, elements of, you know, that the gallop there. It just kind of feels a little glammy too. Anyway, let's end things here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 554. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mixler, YouTube, you name it. I'm there. All right, let's look at the concert calendar then. Lots of things coming up. On the 16th, Tommy Two Tone is playing at Knuckleheads. At Lemonade Park on the 23rd, we have R.I. Peter. On the 24th, Pop Skull Rebels. On the 30th, Emmeline Twist. May 7th, Kiana White with the Monta at Oz at Lemonade Park. Starhaven Rounders there on the 15th. And then looking into June, Giant's Chair there on the 4th. And Other Americans there on the 5th. With another Redder Moon and Monta Odd show, kind of secret, sometime in the middle of June. We may talk about that a little bit more later. Anyway, one last track for you here, and it's by Godspeed You Black Emperor. It's from the band's new album, God's Pee at State's End, which just came out April 2nd on Constellation Records. The Montreal, I don't know, 8-some, 9-some, I don't know how many people are in that band. I don't know if they know how many people are in that band, have put out another excellent record there. And some of it is focused and wonderful, and some of it is free-flowing and crazy. I'm going to play a segment of the first track, a movement called Job's Lament. And it's going to stretch out a little bit for you. It's going to get a little noisy. It's going to do what Godspeed You Black Emperor do best. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.